It's 8:30. We're going to call the Board of Equalization to order. Open meeting acts posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. Anderson will be absent all day. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
Move.
Moved by Grunewald.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So move.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Eam, podium name and address for the record, please.
Okay, County Board of Supervisors. My name is Eam Grunewald, 3040 East Dogwood Road, Pickwell, Nebraska. And the reason I appear before the board today is one that has affected taxpayers across the county due to the inflated values that we pay taxes on after last year. The county... The average landowner, I just want to make that a point so that kind of sticks in your mind, because the way it turned out, average landowner operator that has approximately 750 acres of land, their taxes went up $4,000 to $5,000 last year. Now, if you guys can imagine what that would do to their budget, especially when it has to be paid in a time... like in April, and our money getting together for that, when they already have other things that they need to get money together for, fertilizer and everything. And some of the people that it actually really affected was the people that really didn't have that good a year. You take your pork producers and milk producers and cattle producers. They really didn't have that good a year last year. So this is really creating a hardship on a lot of people, and so I just thought I'd bring that to your attention, and I wanted you to make sure that you understood what that 26.5% increase that we had last year, how that affected the taxpayer out there, and so I thought I'd bring it up. One thing, I don't think it was fair, and because it really didn't have a decision made by anybody else but the County Board of Equalization, and the state probably set it up, but that was due to a variety of reasons. Our green belt was eliminated, and I feel that if we could have got that taken to Turk, there might have been such a thing that they would have given us a 10% discount or something like that on the values to more or less put our values in line with other counties. But that wasn't done. Members of the board actually voted in majority not to go to Turk. And I still, to this day, I don't know why they voted that way, because it would have taken the monkey off your back and would have brought it to Turk, and you would have got their opinion, which I think would have been a great help. At least it would have been something that you could rely back to and say, this is the reason we didn't do it. But I don't really know if you guys have a reason for voting the way you did last year, but that's over and done with, so we don't want to dwell on that. That was one thing I wanted to make sure we brought up and that you understood, that it was creating a hardship on a lot of our young producers and that didn't have that good a year, and that have to come up with the money now to pay them taxes on that type of an increase. That was the largest that I can ever remember as long as I served on the board and surely. So I hope that some readjustment or something like that can be made, or at least take a close look at what the values are doing so you're ready for it this year. And one thing about it, when I pick up the newspaper, and anymore I read editorials. My wife even had one in there last week. But I wish that if we're going to write editorials, that we make sure that what we put in the paper is right. And I had one of the things that was put in one of the latest editorials, and it stated that the old way of using protests hearings was to gather votes for re-election, as reported in the latest editorial. As far as I'm concerned, that was an outright lie, because in the 8 years that I served on the board, never once did I think about my getting re-elected. I thought we'd try to do a fairest job we could for the people of the county and get the values in line to where we could afford to pay the taxes. And we did accomplish some of that during that time. Last year, I'll tell you what, I was shocked when I protested my values, 26.5% increase. I felt if nobody protested, you guys would probably think it was all right. So I wanted to make sure I protested mine. And I was shocked in the way the board was conducting their equalization, because of the fact the whole board wasn't there. And we felt at the time when I served that it was really a necessity that the full board realize what some of the protests come up with and what the reasoning is, and that behind it, rather than taking it secondhand and then approving what decision that's already been made. So I hope the board corrects that and goes back to a full board of equalization and listen to your protests when you have them. And I'm sure if the land increases, ag land increases again this year, you're going to have an abundant number of them. So I want to make you aware of that. And I know time's of essence, and you don't want to sit here listening to somebody talk too long, but I appreciate you giving me the chance to state some of my reasons for being here. The 8 years that I served on the board, we protested values to the state. I don't know if that's been done the last 7 or 8 years or not, but then we had different things that we was confronted with as far as statutes that were either added to or taken away from, and were completely eliminated from the book, laws that was completely eliminated. At that time, we agreed with the property tax commissioner that green belting was a fair way to arrive at what we wanted to do, and that was establish fair values on the value of ground. But it don't seem like it's coming to that at all, at least not with last year's 26.5% increase. And that was average. There was people out there with 30%, 40% increases that I don't, to this day, they don't understand. So I hope that gets rectified, and I hope you guys realize what your vote last year did as far as not letting it go to Turk, because you would have had something that you could have told me that it was the Turk's decision and not yours that would have supported that valuation increase. And I don't know. This was one of the things that really concerned me. The more I heard about what was going on and this and that, the more it bothered me, to the point where I finally thought, well, it's getting time to go up and speak your piece, and I hope you guys don't take offense to it. But I know there's a lot of people out there that feel that that wasn't quite handled properly. So there you have it now, you know. And one of the things now that the state is doing, or efforts are being made at the state level with LB 1077, I think it is, or whatever, and a way it's being introduced by Senator Karpisik and supported by Senator Wallman and other senators. I think they'll get on board on that, and that's for going to the income approach rather than the sales value to establish values. And they have a hearing that's coming up the 18th of February in the State Capitol Building at 1:30, and I'd encourage as many of you as can to be at that meeting and support that, because this, based on sales, has got so far out of the window and so unfair that if you guys really think about it, why another source of establishing value should be considered. And I guess I got a lot more things to say, but I don't want to take too much of your time. I know some of the things that are going on, I appreciate. I like to see board members support each other rather than, and if you want to get something done, I think that's where you're going to have to start working things, is trying to work together instead of trying to work against each other. And if this is not accomplished, why, we're in for another year where you won't get much done, I'm afraid. So.
Ian, Gary has a question for you.
I got a couple. Ian, he's talking about the income approach to the ag land, and I know there was talk about what Lancaster did, and I looked at all that stuff that Ron Price, and I don't know if you helped him, but I did look at some of that stuff, and I think it has some merit, and whether we like it or not, maybe farming's become more of a commercial enterprise than we want it to be, but we value commercial property in Beatrice a lot of times on income-producing ability, don't we, Darrell? So I certainly don't object to that, but then I have somebody turn around and say, what about the continuity of the funding? You know, if it's based on that. But if you look, I don't know, I think Kansas is trying to do something, and I've looked at Iowa and I've looked at South Dakota, and they all are coming up with better ways to do it, and I sure agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But with the continuity and how we keep the income going enough to fund all of our government operations. And, you know,
I
think about that.
I can understand that.
But then I think about, and Patty told me the other day she was going to lower ag land maybe or try to get it down.
I'm not lowering it. I may not have to raise it.
Okay. At any rate, if we do some of that and we're up against the lid all the time, and Ron knows this, and now Matt's finance chairman, but what is there going to become a point in time where our costs are, what are we going to do? I mean, that's something that you set up here for 8 years, Eam. You certainly know. How are we going to, I thought about this all weekend, how are we going to get a handle and do what we would like to do and still run everything? And there's probably some agencies that aren't essential to our county government. Maybe we're going to have to tell them no. I know Matt's mentioned that. But at some point in time, I'd sure entertain any thoughts you got on that.
I can understand your concern wholeheartedly, but at the same token, I'd like you to have you consider that ag land owners only represent about 15% of the property. And
as far as the vote goes.
As far as voters and numbers of people.
You have 40.
Your residential net is 85%. So. So you might have to take and say, well, how can we address that more fair so everybody gets a piece of the action? I don't know the answers either, but I think this income approach would and then some places you have to tighten up the belt and don't spend so much, that's all.
Yeah.
Your schools, I know that's the biggest culprit as far as they're doing the best they can too, I'm sure, but they are the biggest detriment to the taxpayer. Because 65-70% of the budget, total budget, goes to them, and then we're supposed to make do with 35% or 40%, and that doesn't really work out too well either. But then something's got to be done, and I think this LB 1077 is a bill that really worth looking at, and something that I'd like to see your support on, at least a few of the members of the board. Because of the fact that we had such an increase last year, and I know you can see it too, that wasn't probably handled in the best way we could have handled it probably. But anyway, I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Eam.
You bet. Thank you.
Any other public comments for equalization? 8:30, it's 8:44. Pardon me. Wayne? Okay, Wayne. Name and address for the record, Wayne.
My name is Wayne Spire. I'll have to look at my address. I just moved there. 900 Quail Ridge Circle. I stayed 56 years in the same place. And we just moved there less than probably 6 months ago. We sold our whole farm outside of 40 acres. I don't think I was told the truth when I went come up to protest. They told me that it wouldn't do me any good. I took a protest home and never turned it in. And what I was told was that it didn't mean any more taxes. Maybe there wouldn't be any. With the increase in value, that we might have the same amount of taxes. I get this sheet We paid $634 on this 40 acres and 72 cents. And it just lacks a third, or $6 being a third more taxes. I paid $946.70. Now, this is where I can't. In 1989, I was 62 years old. I went and put this 40 into the CRP. And at that time, I don't know whether anybody is in the CRP, but they had what they called a limit. $70 we got per acre for 26.9 acres. The rest is wasteland. In 1999, we got a chance to re-enroll it. And according to the assessor, they tell me they use the same FSA maps as they do out at the FSA and the SCS. And then they said it was only worth $67.06. And at that time, we was paying a little over $10, $12, maybe $15 taxes per acre. Right today, if you figure all the wasteland and everything, it's $23.60. If you figure just the farmland, it's $35.20. The taxes alone, that leaves me $32. No way in safe can I get any more money out of it. They pay me $1,804 a year. Now, how can one person look at it and say it's not worth $70? They say it's $67, and one guy says it's worth $70. And yet the assessor puts another value on it. Those are my questions. That's all I've got to say. We kids wanted to keep it. We should have probably sold it all at once and got done with it. Our kids wanted to remember something that we had. And whenever you have to give half your for taxes and what you can take off of something, 50%, $1,804 and $946 worth of taxes. Here's the paper if you want to see it.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll get you a copy. Any more comments for equalization? 849, approve or disapprove exemption application for Mosaic Housing Corporation. The reason I announce 849, it's listed at 8:30 on the agenda. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
Motion to approve.
Second that.
Moved by Barnard, second by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Daryl Stannard, discussion evaluation of various types of property.
Good morning. I'm Daryl Stannard, work as an appraiser for the assessor's office. I'm going to pass out some information.
Thank you.
Good morning. What you have is this is a statistical printout that the state of Nebraska monitors and tracks all of our sales, and our statistical assessment levels as far as quality and quality of the process. If you notice, and it tells us where Beatrice, Cortland, Odell, Pickero, Rockford, Rule, and Wymore are as far as our statistical level. If you notice that Beatrice in the commercial were at 101.42, that has to be addressed. We're finding that some of the commercial sales are going down as far as the sales are concerned. Then I get a sale just the other day that somebody out of Lincoln paid $50,000 for a piece of property on Court Street that we had assessed at 16, and I'm going, gosh almighty. So now we're under-assessed. So I don't know if that was just an odd outlier that this particular sale came through, but we've got to look at it, and I've talked to the buyer, and he says he feels very strong about Beatrice, and he used to be from this area, and he's bought several properties in the community. But our level assessment for commercial has to be between 92 and 100%. So we're in the process of running our statistics, trying to figure out, isolate them as far as uses, occupancy, and that type of thing. So that's what we're doing with the commercial. Are there any questions on the commercial? Okay. I'll pass out. I apologize. Here, I'm sorry. Okay. Patty's well aware of these stats anyway, but I should give her one. This is on the residential.
Thank you.
One thing you guys want to remember on all these sales, too, it takes 10 or more sales for Turk to look at them to see where we're in the range. If we have three or four sales, that really isn't giving us a true picture of anything in a certain assessor's location. So generally speaking, in the past, they've always looked at least 10 sales before they determine the median level of value. Because sometimes you'll see, like, Barnston, for example, on the next one will have four sales, and that median level's way out of whack. Well, the sale prices range from, you go clear over to the right, $4,500 to $13,000. So that's going to throw. So you really need to get a little bit more in depth with the sale analysis before you just look at a four and say, well, we're at 120 or whatever that, or 320 or whatever that figure is. That's kind of what I explained, Darrell, as far as at least 10 sales.
Yeah, and Patty's correct. Actually, to do the statistics, you need more than 10 sales, but the state's requirement is if there's 10 sales, they're going to address it. They've also got into the motion now that they're talking to the assessors about combining all of their small town sales, all small towns together, to use that so that there'll be more than four or five or six sales. They'll have over 10 sales. And I guard against it primarily because a lot of these small towns do not have the similar demographics and the similar makeup. A lot of them are unique to themselves, and things are going on with them that you can't really combine these little small communities. On the residential, if you look through that list, Beatrice itself is in good shape. Blue Springs, we have to address. There are a lot of things going on in Blue Springs. There's more vacant homes, more homes that really are lacking in tender, loving care for whatever reason. Cortland, which is surprising to me, being a bedroom community to Lincoln, it's got some things we have to address. It's at 102.58. It's at this time, presently, the state feels it's over-assessed. Wymore, we're 106.20 with 48 sales. Now, that's a good population and a good test. It's telling us that we need to address the assessment level in Wymore, Cortland, and Blue Springs. And that's what we're in the process of doing. The state prefers that we be at the median of around 96. Turk is also that way. if we get into we're too low or at 91.96, they'll round it off to 92. The problem with your assessment being at the median of 96 helps with what happens next year. We don't only have to address this year, but what's the market doing? We have to study the trend. What is the trend doing? Is the trend going to be going up? Is the trend going down? We don't have a crystal ball, so what we have to do is statistically keep charting these sales and the market itself with these sales. So we're in the process. We haven't made any decisions and as to where we're going to go with this, but we have to about March 19th, which is our date of certification. So that's our drop-dead date. We got to have her done. Any questions?
I have some.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penny.
Go ahead, Penny.
I just want to make it you aware of this. Before, I've probably not brought a lot of this to the board, but we're in a unique situation where now you're going to start seeing values go down. I don't know that I've seen that in a number of years. And especially with the political situation going on between elections and everything, you know, Wymore is my hometown. I wanted to make you aware of it. I wanted to make you aware of everything because basically we're in a different stage in the game now because of the economy. You know, I'm concerned with valuations, not because because the assessor's office, for what most people misunderstand, we are only responsible for the valuation of properties. I have nothing to say of what the school districts want. You know, so we always tie the assessors in like as the double whammy. I get the valuations and I get yelled at for the taxes. And, you know, everybody has their budgets they have to turn in. But ultimately, my responsibility is the valuation. You know, I've had people call me and say, hey, the valuation isn't that bad, but why are my taxes so great? And my response to them is go to your school boards, go to whatever, and voice your opinion. You know, the rooms ought to be full of people if that's truly what they want to see. And so the whole thing with me is I wanted to bring this forward because I don't know that I've seen a situation where we're going to start dropping valuations. And if you put somebody at 92 or 93, that doesn't mean their taxes are going to go down. I'm going to do the right thing for what my office has to do, and then the chips will fall wherever they have to fall.
You started warning us of this 2 years ago, though, that it would happen, and we're probably almost there.
And we dropped
there,
off a year of sales, and, you know, I just, you know, I'm concerned with what's going to be coming down the road. You know, because just because you drop valuations doesn't, you know, the person might be very happy. They see their house going from $70,000 down to $60,000. But it may mean nothing to them on tax dollar, you know. So that's where we need to be. I need to stress that my office is only responsible for valuations. And, you know, like I said, this is a unique year because I've never come to this board with decreases. Now with EAM and everything, I'm concerned with the ag land. We're doing studies on that still. The increases were extreme last year, and I agree to that. But where we're going to have to be with those, we may not need to raise them, but it's a little bit too early to tell that right now.
Gary?
When will the farmland statistics be ready?
We're looking at them right now.
You may mind within a couple of weeks or something.
Oh, probably, yeah, probably within. That's the one that's the most in-depth study. The state has got some new things in place where we're even taking Lancaster's valuation and plugging them into Gage County to see where we are. We're borrowing sales from other counties to see. There's a lot of new things going on in the states. You know, and another thing that I just want to explain, the legislature are the ones that make the laws. They determine where we need to be statistically, between 92 and 100% on residential commercial, 69 to 75 on ag. Those are the laws that are made by the legislatures. Okay, then the state interprets what the legislature has done, and they are actually brought people, which are called liaison, which is Russ, is one of my gentlemen from the state, comes in and actually helps the counties to pass the report card with Turk. They do what ifs for us. They do, you know, different statistical analysis for us on sales. They are actually there to help the counties. So we always say, well, it's the state or it's this or it's that. No, the state is actually a good working tool with the county assessors and to go before Turk. And then when Turk doesn't like what we do, then we either get an increase or decrease depending on what it is. But and then at that point, the county board can come into play with petitioning Turk like we did last year.
On the rural patty, is that acreages or are those homes on there?
Those are acreages.
Those are acreages, and they're right in line, too.
There are some that are in line, but when Daryl did a little further analysis, we're finding that some of the one-story, single-family homes...
They're a little high?
They're a little high.
Gary? I had another question. When we worked on this last year, Patty, at that time, though, you did say Wymore was too high then. I guess
we should have done something.
Wymore
wasn't too high. Wymore was at 100 last year.
Was it 100? Correct.
You suggested then that we should have done something.
Well, that, you know, there again, that's one. When you're looking at a median range, that doesn't mean every property in Wymore's at 100.
No.
You know, when you're looking at a median in Beatrice, doesn't mean every property in Beatrice is at 98. It means if that's where the median point is, some will be at 96, some will be at 94, some might be at 85. I mean, that's the statistical analysis we do. So not everybody's property in Wymore was at 100. But this year it's at 106, and then we definitely have to address it.
I may add what Patty was talking about. Russ Lunger used to be an assessor down in Thayer County. Thank you. And I have to fight with Russ, not so much as fight, but there are sales that come out, like the $50,000 that the gentleman paid down on Court Street. Our ratios are really bad, and I'm trying to figure out if we can get the sales thrown out for whatever reason, bad sales far as between family, friends, relatives, foreclosures, and there is a list of things that we can disqualify them. And I work with Russ trying to get our sales to be sure the sales that are in there are legitimate sales that are involved in the market. But we have gone so far as to the state is now requiring subclasses. A subclass to everybody would be within the residential, the one stories, the one and a half to two stories, the buy levels, the split levels. Those are subclasses within that. Now they're also looking at our subclasses. Are our one stories in range? Are our two stories? Are the one and a halves? Are the buys and splits? And it really has put, statistically, it's put a lot of pressure on the assessor's office and the appraiser says we got to even look at all the subclasses within those. Same with commercial, warehouse storage, or retail. We have to look at the subclasses within just the commercial. It's not just a commercial building sitting there. It's what's going on. Otherwise, any other questions? We're in the process of trying to get her done. Yes, sir.
I think typically it's just good to remind everyone as far as what is appraisal. And many people don't understand how you appraise. And I think it's good to remind ourselves the first method of appraisal you always use is comparable sales. And you try not to use one, but do a multiple of like properties to look at what those sales are to accomplish an average. When you don't have a group of sales that you can do that with, then you typically go to replacement when you're looking at a building or a commercial property. And typical, then you go to an income approach, the third approach, if there is income on the property. So I think it's good for people to understand, as you look at appraisal, how it is that it's done. Sales first, okay? And that's what we use when we look at ag land in particular. It's not that we just pull these values out of the air. They happen because people are willing to pay that much money, and that establishes the value of the property. You look at residential, you can generally get an average the same way, but sometimes not. In some of the smaller communities, you don't have enough sales to do that. Income is harder. And although I've been a co-sponsor in the legislature when Senator Cortson and I were there of looking at an income approach on property, the bureaucracy of that alone, of getting income from every single property owner, is so huge I can't even imagine the bureaucracy that you're going to have to establish the income on every single property. we did something trying to establish something of a joint effort between income and sales to be able to try to get something fair. And your legislature has consistently lowered the level of how we value ag land versus commercial properties and residential properties to help our ag producers. We want to do that, and I think this board wants to do the same thing, and I think your legislature wants to continue to do that. But it's hard. I know. We own farm ground, too. We're paying additional taxes because of increased value also. But I'm sure my wife would never sell her land for the price that they have valued at either. So, but I just wanted to make that clear that there that a lot of people don't understand what appraisal means and how we arrive at that those figures. It's not just accidental. There's a philosophy and a long practiced reason of doing that.
And Dennis is correct. The three approaches to value are the basics, and you have to look at that. I've been accused, though, Dennis, of pulling them out, not out of the air, but other places. So, but it is, sure. It's a lot of work, and that's what we're here for. So,
okay.
Thank you, Darrell. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Approve or disapprove petitioning Turk to reduce all property valuations in Gage County for the tax year 2010 to 1% more than the lowest percentage range allowed.
Rex, I put that on. Thank you for letting me. And at this time, with the explanation we got, I just assume pull it off.
Okay. Any objections to pulling it off? Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number 2 through number 7.
I would so move.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Patty, you're up.
I really don't have anything. Let's see, anything coming up that I'm aware of? I don't think so. Not anything more for the board. We're just working on our values, and hopefully we'll get the ag under control here. And what we're doing with that, we're still working hard on that. So,
okay. Anything else for the Board of Equalization? Anything else for Board of Equalization?